Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Fourth and final hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5. The game, you know, we start this final hour every Friday. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, we're going to get you ready for pick six just around the corner. Lee's going to tell you how to make you some money this weekend. Lee, what's going on?
Oh, I'm ready to go. I mean, we finally got the SEC, all geared up, and even Vanderbilt joined the party last week. They were ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, we won't have a Titans-Steelers game to go over this week. But we got a lot of attractive matchups. Let's start now week two of SEC play. And let's go with the big boy, Alabama, who looked good last week against Missouri. Texas A&M, as you mentioned, did not look so good against Vanderbilt.
No, and so here's what I saw. Going into the summer, I'm studying these two teams, and I'm like, wow, this is a great situational play for A&M. They'll probably be getting 10 to 12 points at least. They're returning 18 out of 22 starters. They got Jimbo Fisher in year three. That's the same year he won the national title at Florida State. He's bringing back a senior quarterback in Kellen Mond, and then all of a sudden, middle of July, guys just start dropping out, saying they're not going to play. And I'm saying, well, are these guys first-rounders? He lost four starters who dropped out. And I think most of them think that they're going in the first or the second round. It's not happening. These are all fourth- to seventh-round guys. I don't know if an agent got a hold of these guys or what the situation is, but it's just it's gone from bad to worse. The biggest loss is Jamin Osman, the receiver. I mean, he's their down-the-field threat. Without him, they lack explosion or inexperienced. And Kellen Mond looked lost against Vanderbilt last week. On the other side, Mac Jones looked great for Alabama here. And Nick Saban has never lost to a former assistant 20-0. Alabama 45-14. Roll Tide!
Ooh, does not look like money well spent right now in College Station on Jimbo.
No.
Because this should be a premier game, right? This should be something that we should have been focusing in on all week, and everybody just feels like it's going to be a rout, and it's barely had any attention at all.
Yeah, this was going to be maybe the game of the month. May not even end up being the game of the week.
You're right. How does Kellen Mond, with all that experience, look like it was his first ever start in the SEC?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the LSU game. Well, we talked about it last week, and boy, Mississippi State put on an offensive clinic in Baton Rouge last week. So LSU is going to get their top defender back, Stingley Jr., back in the mix. Yep. Vanderbilt looked good. First home game. How do you see this one playing out, Lee?
So LSU looks nothing like 2019. You just can't say, oh, they're LSU. They still have some good players, but they have a lot of holes. Vanderbilt, the new Nashville spread installed by recent Louisiana Tech offensive coordinator Todd Fitch, was a little better than expected. Derek Mason's defense had Mond confused. Their first-string defense isn't half bad, and LSU, I think they might be decent, but I think it's going to take a couple more games. LSU wins 30-13, but Vanderbilt covers.
Okay. We'll see. All right. Lee, let's move on to the pro ranks. Kansas City looks lights out right now. Can they keep it up against New England?
So I think the game plan here for New England is going to try to run the football. In the two games that they won, they gained 217 and 250 yards. The game they lost, they threw the ball 44 times against Seattle. They're not going to win games by throwing the ball that often. So I think that they're going to try to control the clock. They're going to try to snap the ball with 2-3 seconds to go. And if they have to punt, they're going to try to, you know, keep Kansas City in deep and make them drive 85, 90 yards. And they can play defense a little different than most teams because they have two really good cover corners. So they can do some things with their safeties. They can move them around and disguise them a little more than most teams. And Bill Belichick, I mean, there's no better guy than coming up with schemes. And I think Kansas City wins the game 27-23, but I'm going to take the 7 points in New England here.
All right. Also, a team that's 2-1, but statistically has been very, very good, is the Colts. They're a 2-point favorite against the undefeated Bears. What do you think of that one?
So here's something that most people won't look at. Chuck Pagano, the former head coach for the Colts, is the Bears defensive coordinator. And I just love how these former coordinators, they will come up with schemes and spend a little extra time to come up with something to throw some wrinkles at their old team. And they usually perform really well when their coordinators, after getting their walking papers. And then on top of that, you know, Nick Foles, I always thought he was the guy. And I think in play action, he's one of the best quarterbacks once they get a running game going. I just can't trust Phillips Rivers here. I mean, here's a guy, looks better, but in the last two games, 3 touchdowns and still 3 interceptions here. Chicago, they may not be one of the greatest teams around, but they're going to find a way to 4-0, 28-17.
Lee Sterling is with us, ParamountSports.com. What is the phone number, Lee?
It's 800-400-9741. And our game of the week this week is going to be Georgia and Auburn. Longest-running rivalry, should be a great game. And, you know, I've got some, I think, really good intel on this game. They want to get Georgia and Auburn. Just call 800-400-9741. And we've won 3 of the first 4 weeks this year in the college and the pro football. A lot of people call this month October. Paramount Sports, we call it Locktober. You can get 5 weeks from now through Monday, November 2nd. Normally it's $100 a week, and every year we throw out some different coupons, save $100, save $200. I'm going to throw out the biggest coupon I've ever offered, save $300. For the normal price of $497, if they use coupon code SAVE300, just $197 for 5 weeks of my executive phone service. How do they get it? ParamountSports.com. Use coupon code SAVE300, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741 now.
Save 300. There you go. Lee, always good stuff. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. There you go. Game of the week, Georgia and Auburn. That'll be one of our big games for Pick 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Pick 6 is next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.